get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Get up,
stand up for your right. Yes, this is the CRS Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station, and coming to you live from studio, the Top Chef Diva herself. So good evening, good morning, wherever you are, good afternoon, wherever you are in the world listening to this show. We've been having a little rough patch, but we'll get through this. I know we all get through this, and you guys listening will understand and help me to get through this afternoon, because as my mother would have said, the devil is a lie. So tonight's show will feature Dr. Ev, the founder of Give Back Jamaica, who will update us on the program progress. So if you can hear me, let's get this ball rolling. I'm not going to be defeated this evening. So as I said before, Dr. Ev is going to come on later on in the program, and she's going to share with us the progress we have made so far in Give Back Jamaica. We have started Give Back Jamaica approximately 2.5 years ago, or 2+ years ago, or 3 years ago. And now, and so far, we are reaping the benefits of our efforts. So far, the shoe donations have garnered our big success, and as such has become the face of or the centerpiece of Give Back Jamaica, GBJ. In 2021, we donated 350 pairs of shoes to the Crescent Primary, which formerly Crescent All Age, located in Spanish Town, St. Catherine. The drive, we have dubbed the drive the Kickers Club, and the reason we have dubbed this program, or the part of the program, Kickers Club, is because of what we consider in Jamaica, we call Kickers in Jamaica shoes. And as such, we call it the Kickers Club, because when you get a Kickers back home, you know, them days when you get a Kickers, when you get a nice pair of shoes, you feel bossy, you walk and look down on your foot. And, you know, it gives you a sense of pride, it gives you a sense of accomplishment, And as such, we want to allow children who do not have the opportunity to get a good pair of Kickers, to give them a good pair of Kickers where they feel accomplished. And we know how we back then when we got a pair of shoes. And as such, we want to pass this. And we want to put a smile on a child's face. Remember, you know, we said children are our future. And in when you look at it this way. When you help a child, you don't know who that child is going to turn out to be or what that child is going to turn out to be. You don't know. That child probably could become the next prime minister of the country, Jamaica. So of course, by donating a pair of shoes, be a shoe angel. Tell a friend. Encourage a friend. Say, listen, man, let's do something for a child in Jamaica, a primary school child. Let's give back to a child. You know, my story is one that most Jamaicans can, you know, align with. I might not have gone to school without a pair of shoes on my feet, but I have seen it, and I know the embarrassment it can bring. And so nowadays, when, you know, I'll tell you a story, because, you know, I love to tell stories. I remember when I was high school, I got a pair of shoes that it kind of park bottom, and it was, you know, where I get it from, you know. I don't know where my mom got that shoe. The shoes was ugly, and I never felt good about the pair of shoes. And so the shoes were square and have cork heel, black strap across the top. Ugly. Because if I today, I wouldn't wear it. And I used to get, not teased so much, but people were like, I don't like your shoes at all. And for that reason, guess what? I have to strap them and make it look like them burst off just because I want a different pair of shoes. So my confidence was lifted when I got a brand new pair of shoes, nothing like the one I used to wear before. And as such, this is what we want to show to these kids back in Jamaica, these kids who are in primary schools who are not as fortunate as some. We have some nice Kickers. And last year we donated over 350 pairs. When Dr. Ev comes on, she will give us the correct number. But I know that it's over 350 pairs. And the stories have been told how the faces of these children lit up like Christmas tree when they see their shoes. Yeah, because the shoes were so beautiful. And to today's date, I know that we heard some of these children are still wearing these shoes from last year. And I must give a big shout out to all the donors, those persons who have donated to the last year's shoe drive and this year's shoe drive. Amidst all the teeth pulling, we have come out on top. And again, we were able to donate more shoes to school children in Jamaica. And this time we have done more than just the ordinary Crescent School, that's our alma mater, and that's where we started out first. So we have gone beyond that, and we have now spread our wings to more primary schools, and we want to give a big shout out to Mr. Hopton Brown, our president. He has been making the rounds in Jamaica. The man works so hard, you know, to do our bidding down in Jamaica for us, because we here in the United States, we're not going down to Jamaica as often as Hopton does, and he does a very good job of it. And for that, I raise my glass to Hopton tonight. In a few minutes, I'll have Dr. Ev come on and talk to us. But those of you who are listening and are on our give back, our Crescent Primary page, you notice that the page has changed somewhat. The page has taken on a new face. So we're not only just giving to Crescent Primary anymore. We are spreading our wings wider, outstretching our hands, and we're helping other schools, especially those of the country schools who, you know, there's like a small school, you know, they're in a country, you know, people don't have it so much like them then at home, you know. So we are spreading our wings at this time to help more schools in Jamaica. So let me run the music again. And at the end of the music, the next voice you hear, it's going to be Dr. M. Yes, Dr. M.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I am always so overwhelmed to be on the show. I'm telling you, I'm like a little kid in a candy store for real. I just listening to your monologue there, reaching out to Crescent and all other primary schools. It is just joy to hear we are able to be reaching out to other schools other than Crescent. We're able to spread our wings a little bit. If you could give me 5 minutes, I would be happy to come and tell my story just a little bit more.
In the meantime, we'll wait on Dr. Ev. We'll continue with the program. So I'll just fill you in a few things. So we have extended our hand to a primary school that is called, the name just slipped me a while ago. Well, it's a primary school up in St. Catherine, Hilltop. So we have extended our hands to, like, what's the school there? Glendevon Primary, that's in St. James. And there's another primary school that we have assisted so far. We have gone to St. John's Primary, and all of the St. John's Primary, okay, we have gone to St. John's Primary, and we have gone to Ginger Ridge up in St. Catherine's Hills. So we have spread our wings in some way, shape, or form. And this is what we intend to do going forward. We intend to, and we have gone to Friendship. Thank you. We've gone to Friendship. So we have gone to Friendship Primary, we've gone to Crescent Primary, which is our original school. We've gone to Ginger Ridge, and I think we've gone to did I say St. John's Primary? So it's St. John's Primary. Have we gone to St. John's Primary? No. So it's Friendship Primary, Ginger Ridge Primary, Friendship. We've gone to Crescent. We've gone to Ginger Ridge. And we're moving on to, what's that primary school name again in Montego Bay? Glen Devon. There's a primary school called Glen Devon Primary. And again, folks listening, we have on the Give Back Jamaica Primary Schools website, site, Facebook site, a competition that is being run presently, where we're asking for people who just tell me the primary schools that you've been to. Let's say I've been to Crescent, I put Crescent, and you've gone to Friendship, you put Friendship Primary. So, as a matter of fact, I've never even heard of some of these primary schools in Jamaica. Some of them is like new news to me. Some of these primary schools, but at present, Crescent Primary is out in the lead. And once the school with the highest number of persons will win 50 pairs of school shoes for your school. So go ahead, call up your friends and have them put their primary schools in the slot, because when you win, or if you win, if your school come out with the most number of persons, then you will get 50 pairs of shoes. So go ahead and get started on that. So there is a program we have going on right now. It's supposed to come online anytime soon. And there's one person here who can tell me about that. Auntie Judith can talk to us about what's going on her side, where we have like a school exchange or a classroom exchange, where a school here in the United States will basically, like, it's more like an adoption. And then let's say it's a grade 2 classroom, a grade 2 teacher from the school here in the United States will teach a class into a grade 2 classroom in Jamaica. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, because I'm getting tongue-tied, you know. So so that is basically what we're going to be doing. We're going to get a school here in the United States, a classroom teacher here, like a grade 2 classroom teacher, to teach a class or a subject or just anything to a classroom, a grade 2 classroom in Jamaica. And no other person to tell us about this than Auntie Judith. Auntie Judith, you're on.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, good evening. Thank you, Mr. Seal, Ms. Topshell, for that fabulous introduction. You have said it all. What it is, it's you know, like an exchange, an educational exchange, where a teacher from an elementary school here, a certain grade level, will teach a lesson in a certain subject area, whether it be science, social studies, math, you know, history, anything. And we'll do it via Zoom, because I think that's the basic platform that is being used. Mm-hmm. We'll teach the students in Jamaica, or do some kind of exchange with the students in Jamaica. And that will be forthcoming. It should be coming soon. So, you know, just trying to tie up some loose ends and in order to get this portion on the road.
Yes. So, Auntie Judith, we know it's coming.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's going to be on, and it's going to be via Zoom. A lot of these children already know and understand, based on what they've been through the pandemic, they know what Zoom class is. Because once upon a time, if you had asked anybody about Zoom and teaching from Zoom, honestly, they wouldn't even know. But because of the pandemic, it has opened our eyes and our understanding and how to manipulate and, you know, get along with social media and computer and so on and such and such and such and such. Anyway, so we're looking forward to that. And I think it's going to be exciting, because the children are going to be excited, because they're going to see foreign people.
And I don't think it's only the children alone who are going to be excited. I think the adults, the teachers, because because they're already excited about this kind of venture, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think the adults too are excited about it and really, really looking forward to getting it started.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm looking forward to that too. Definitely looking forward to that. Definitely looking forward to that. And we at Give Back Jamaica, honestly, we are going places. And it may seem like a little thing, but a little flicker can become a big fire. And
fire
as a bird, the fire as a bun. And definitely we are aiming to make this fire burn, because we know that what we are doing is indeed a good thing, and a lot of persons have benefited from it, because people keep asking, when are we going to get the shoes? When are we going to get the shoes? When are we going to get the shoes? But in truth and in fact, we are making shockwave back in China, because we are the first and only group that have, you know, ventured out on this to give back shoe to school children in Jamaica. Basically, we started out with a lot of other, you know, little fingers we're touching here and there. We started out on a chicken rearing farm. We started out on a vegetable farm. Those things are still in the work. But as I said before, the shoe donation, the Kickers Club, has become the face of Give Back Jamaica. And as such, we want to keep it that way. So we continue to ask for donations. So please, those of you who are listening online, those of you who are in the studio with me on my board, please go to givebackjamaica.com, go to the website givebackjamaica.com and make your donation, because your donation, it has worked. And again, thank you all. Thank you. And you know what? I have dubbed you all tonight True Angel. So once you give up your shoe, you're definitely a shoe angel. So call me up, 661-467-2407, and make your donations here, or make your pledge here, or you can go to the website, givebackjamaica.com, and definitely make a donation. Your donation is welcome. 50 cents, a dollar, any amount, we take it. Any amount. And, you know, we have encountered a lot of little flaws along the way, you know, because people sometimes find it hard to donate. But I encourage you, go deep within your heart. Go deep in your hearts and come up with something, you know, and help us help a child. The child you help today could be your doctor tomorrow. The child you helped, you know, and this is so true, you know. This is so, so true, because as a child, school, I never knew that I would sit with teachers who taught me in school and become their leader, because I encounter some of them when I go to seminars and so on, and you see me with them, and I was a student, and I'm still calling them Miss, and you know what? I'm their group leader. So you don't know who you're going to encounter along the way, where you're going to land in life. So if you can't do good, do good. And I said, girl, no. But if you can't do good. If you donate, just look within yourself. Make a little donation and feel good about yourself that you help a child. Because the look on the child's face speaks volume. When you help somebody, I know that for sure. And I have somebody helping me when I was growing up. If they have people firing ahead, like how we are helping these students back home, I would have never been somewhere else. Because, you know, when you have on a pair of shoes and it raggedy, your self-esteem is not that good. And a lot of you here can testify to that, can testify to the fact that you encountered embarrassing situation because you never had a good pair of shoes. Is that true, Auntie Judith?
It is true. When your shoes is raggedy, your self-esteem is raggedy.
Yes, that is so true.
Ooh,
and that is why
we want to
build these children's self-esteem. We want to do it. And apart from, you know, the shoe program, there are other little, as I said, there are other little fingerlets that we've stuck ourselves into. And those are still in the making. But we are focusing more. We're focusing more on the shoe donation. As I said, that's the face of Give Back Jamaica. Auntie Martella is here. I don't know if Auntie Martella wants to say something tonight. Auntie Martella.
Hello, Cecile.
Top of the night to you, sweetheart.
I am fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. The crew is doing well. Jamaica is doing well. And tonight we're talking about the new things. Since Dr. Ev is not here, I'll launch out and, you know, get in a little spot where she would have been talking about. We have launched out to not just Crescent School for this year. We have launched out to other primary schools. So I don't know if you know me, hear me mispronouncing and getting all tripped up over myself talking about these schools. And these schools that we've gone to so far, Friendship Primary, you know, Friendship is a big old school, you know. Friendship Big is a big, big school. Crescent next. Then we have gone to this little one up here called Ginger Ridge. I don't know if you hear about that school. Ginger Ridge, mm-hmm, a little, mm-hmm, little school, mm-hmm, up in the mountains. I think you have to go through a place called Red Hills. Then you go to Maca Tree and go all the way up to the top. It's called Ginger Ridge. It's a small, mm-hmm, primary school, and we have I think Dr. Ev is back. We have reached out to our girls to Ginger Ridge, and as such, we have given them a few pairs of shoes, and they were truly great for it. If you go on the Give Back Jamaica Crescent Primary website Facebook page, you will see photographs of HB and the students at Ginger Ridge. And you look on those students' faces and you see the joy. And, you know, as a student of St. Joseph's Teachers College, our motto, our college theme song, there's this line in there that says, it is in giving that you receive. And I truly believe that's in giving that we receive. And we are giving from our hearts to these children back home because we are expecting to make a change. We're expecting to make a dent into all the actions, the criminal actions that are going on in Jamaica, the poverty going on in Jamaica, you name it. We are trying to make a dent by helping a child, simply giving a child something, teaching a child to receive. You know, we are truly trying to make a dent in the socioeconomic situation that is present in our country. So I'm going to open Dr. Ev's mic, and I'm going to ask her to...
Well, thank you so much for welcoming me back. Just thank you for having me back. Well, mm-hmm, I want to say hi to all the wonderful folks, team folks from Give Back Jamaica, Auntie Martella, I heard my sister there, Sister Judith, thanks so much for being on, and thanks for the support. Without the team, definitely this really happy occasion, we will not be able to get the excitement going on in Jamaica that we're going on. Before I left off, I was talking about some of the things that we're doing in Jamaica. You alluded to some of the programs that we started, the Bellyful program, the poultry program. We have the farm and a litany of other programs there. But the first and foremost that we're really, really excited about and just really impacting is our Kickers Club, mm-hmm, / Angel, Shoe Angel. Mm-hmm. We are proud to announce that we have some big superstars, I call them superstar heavy hitters, that have joined us on board. We have one and only Mr. Andrew Dixon, and for those of you who don't play baseball, this is the one for the history book for you or for your learning. Andrew Dixon is a Jamaican, and he is one of the one of the Jamaicans that made a lot of history in a sport that we really don't have in Jamaica, and that's baseball. Closest we have to that is kind of cricket, I think. But he's one that's in the history book. And he has joined us as a true angel. And we are just so excited about that. So welcome to Give Back Jamaica, Mr. Dixon.
We also have one of my wonderful, sweet friend and once upon a time classmate, Miss Marcia Aiken. I'm so in love with you, boy.
I'm still in love.
Yes, I'm still in love with you.
What?
Yes, Miss Marcia Aiken, she has joined us as a shoe angel as well. So I want to big up to Marcia Aiken also. I mean, pretty soon we'll be having her on the program. So those of you, for you who have missed her, our voice for the last several years, she's going to be back on the program sometime close in the near future. We also have...
We might even get her to sing the song.
Well, of course, we not might. We have to. We have Mr. Nakasaki. For those of you who know about Nakasaki Restaurant, very popular, elegant restaurant. We have a big push from Mr. Lindsay, who is a part of Nakasaki Restaurant. And he will have an opportunity to talk to him as well. He's an entrepreneur, and really they have an NGO as well, doing a lot of things in the inner city with the inner city kids. And we are happy to join forces with them. And they are going to be coming on pretty shortly in the near future to tell us about what they're doing. So it is pretty exciting time at Give Back Jamaica. For those who have been watching the page, we started a really, really fun and exciting competition. For those of you who have not been on CRS Radio, group page, come on, you got to run and go catch it. CRS Radio group page, crsradio.com, and that's the group
definitely
page.
We'll send out some invites later on. So we have.
Oh, definitely.
Yes.
We are, of course, our page, Give Back Jamaica. I definitely invite you to, this is where a lot of the stuff are happening. And we have the Give Back Jamaica Primary Schools, Jamaica Primary Schools. And really what we want to do, a lot of organizations come and they mean very well. But folks, it is hard to really collect funding. I'm not going to sit here and say it's an easy thing. We come every week and we're excited and we're telling you all what we do. But to really get funding, it is not an easy thing. And a lot of organizations come about, and because the difficulty of getting funding, they just fade away. So what we're trying to do also is to unite the diaspora, and we want to unite all of the primary schools in Jamaica, and the more we are as a unit, as a family, as Jamaicans, as a primary school, raising our flags, and we hope to garner some excitement. So here where we are so far. I haven't looked at the stats since yesterday, but I'm sure that they're going up. So if there's anybody there who's seeing other than what I'm going to tell you about, please call in and correct me. We are going to be giving away 50 pairs of those beautiful shoes that Sister Cecile talked about. I believe you me, these are drop-dead good-looking shoes. And 50 pair of shoes to the winning primary school that will be able to respond to the competition. You have to have at least 1,000 from your school. So you have to have 1,000 folks saying, I'm from Crescent, or I'm from Spanish Town Primary, or Harborview Primary. Talking about Harborview Primary, we have Crescent and Harborview Primary. Literally,
yes,
neck and neck.
Neck and neck.
And neck.
Next,
so,
hold it. I was shocked because when I the crescent should be leading, because you know, if the crescent, you know, the most of the people from crescent have you know, traveled over to the page. So I was
exactly
like, no. So come on, folks, crescent people who are listening, listen, go to the page. Invite your friends, call up everybody from Crescent, and make sure them write the school where them go. Crescent Primary. All right? Go ahead, Dr.
Well,
Eve.
Yeah. I was as shocked as you. I'm looking at you and say, Harborview Primary? Wow, really? Is that so many people from Harborview is on TRS Radio? I was shocked as you are. So,
yes.
Harborview people? Boy, it seems like you guys have it together. I see
keep going,
the fire.
Keep it going.
I'm excited about that. Really, really excited.
I am
so
too.
The whole thing about all of this is for all of us together as our primary school. And a lot of people, we talk about our high school, but we don't talk about our little infant school and our primary school or the early school, because that is the foundation of our learning. If we did not do good at those levels, we couldn't go to high school. You understand? So you cannot forget about the foundation. So this is what we want to bring awareness, because if you have strong students in primary school or basic school, you're going to have better students, a better body of students going on to high school and university and other tertiary education, right? So this is where we're trying to make our most impact.
Oh, hold on a minute. I see. I think there's about more like primary past student here on the dashboard, the switchboard, and I encourage you to go ahead, call up your friends, call up even the students whom I taught at Mountmoreland Primary School to go on page. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be sending out some more invites tonight. Go on the page and make sure you put the name of your school down. Okay? Go ahead, doctor.
I love it. Really, 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 really love it. And a lot of you, listen, I know some of you because I've been watching the board. Some of them will go to 2 primary school or even 3 primary school. So put down all of them, because everything counts, right? And the only way we can get this prize, can you imagine, you're saying as a past student, you're giving 50 pairs of shoes to 50 needed students at your primary school. Sister Cecile, I hear you talk about Ginger Ridge Primary, that way, way up in the mountain. These schools, also, we are going to be focusing a lot of those schools in the country. A lot of people can remember Crescent because it's down in the city. And it's, you know, it's right there in somebody's view going through all of these big towns. When you talk about Ginger Ridge, it's way up on top of the mountain, somewhere in the bushes, somewhere. So the fact that we can reach out to those schools, it is a massive impact for those students there. And we are honored to have served Ginger Ridge. We were able to give them this many pair of shoes. They were so very grateful. Again, if you go on the Give Back Jamaica pages, we are able to share those photographs and those moments with you. So getting the excitement, tell your friends, let us create a wave in Jamaica. We are the first people, first organization that is of this magnitude is supporting Jamaica Primary School with shoe. Let us make this a success. Let us make this a carnival. Let us make this a festival. Let us be that change, one foot, one shoe at a time. Create the excitement and just enjoy to know that a child who otherwise wouldn't be proud to kick and strut in the nice brand new kickers Because of your effort, this child is able to do more. And, you know, somebody might say, well, hey, a pair of shoes is vanity. Not in today's days, folks. Not in today's day. When I was going to school, could have walked to school barefoot. And my big grunt on them, upon the ground. Nobody now look and say, oh, you didn't polish your toes or your cuticles were not done. And all your foot so ugly.
And you know, in a buck too. When they threw a buck up.
No buck too and all of them. And I said, boy, are you, you hurt yourself and all of that. Nobody looked at you. It was a different era. Now, if you really don't have a proper pair of shoes going to school.
Or if it's ugly. It's ugly. I tell you, if your shoes ugly, don't bother with it because you're going to get teased, you know.
Well, you know, like for me, when we really start to be able to wear some shoes, we usually get Sunflash and Tazum. That was the name of the brand school. So
tell,
if you're of a certain age, you remember it.
Tell our listeners about Tazum because a lot of them don't know what Tazum is.
I mean, they're my young little picnic.
Yeah, a lot of them are. They don't know about Tazum. I've never worn Tazum, but I think I wore the ballet.
Well, for those people who don't know Sunflash, think about Jamaica. Think about the heat, the 90 degrees in the shade. Tarzan was like rubber, a more refined rubber. And when your foot sweating that thing, you're almost in a swimming position. So your foot, and if your foot, the foot was a little smaller than the shoe, oh my gosh, you're definitely going swimming.
Wow.
Now, this tense and beautiful aroma that comes from the leather and the sweat is just abundant. So that's what. Now, a lot of time when the Tarzan kind of shrink up and thing, and you have it start to con the little toe.
Oh.
You have to cut it out. Cut one little hole right on the side.
Oh, to make the toe pop out. Oh, Lord.
At that time, though, believe it or not, when you get a Tarzan, you know, you are in good thing. And what we usually do, and Jamaican is a very unique set of people, you know. Their kickers must be nice and crisp, even if it was one little crepe. And, of course, you guys remember the word crepe. We usually have the crepe where we have to use the whitening. We have to get a bottle of whitening and white it and make sure it's clean.
Them don't know nothing about these things. Some of them don't know anything about these things. You know, them just to them parents to buy them a nice pair of shoes and, you know, the ones who can afford it. Because sometimes you see students will be absent from school because I know that personally. Students will be absent from school and I wonder, you know, them have no shoes to wear come to school and not coming to school barefooted. They're not going to come to school.
Absolutely. I remember talking to my sister. I remember it was talking about because she went to a different primary school up Whittles Hill. And she had a pair of shoes because she was staying with another relative who were a little bit well off than where we were.
Mm-hmm.
And she said it was kind of a little bit embarrassing for her to wear shoes because everybody else was not wearing shoes. So you would have taken off your shoes too, just to be a part because you look kind of out of place, especially in those country because up in the Whittles Hill bush there is country. I hope I didn't offend anybody by saying that we're listening from Whittles Hill. But in the country areas, it's so much easier for us to wear barefooted. And even now, as an adult, I treasure being barefooted. Anywhere I see soil, my shoes is gone off. In the summertime, I, as much as possible, I'm on the street barefooted. So if you see a barefooted woman anywhere, it's me. I don't have a problem going barefoot. I don't care where. I can go barefooted. I really, really have a passion for barefooted, barefootedness. But in these times nowadays, barefootedness may be fashion. If you are not that brave enough that you can...
Unless you are Musa Baruka.
Exactly. It don't really cost. You know, it don't cost. It's just that, hey, you're in a bad position not to have a pair of shoes. You see? When we have a child, and I can tell you some story if time permits or if host would allow me.
Go ahead.
In Jamaica, we said that we gave over 450 pair of shoes. I heard it. That I will come in and make some correction on those numbers. Over 450 pairs of shoes last time. There were instances where students came in with their little flip-flop or the shoe, hardly any shoe, and came in, and once they fitted those pairs of shoes, they ran away and left their flip-flop right there. I'm thinking these kids are saying, you know what, this fits me, I'm not going to get it back if they never have any intention of giving it to me. And that's how powerful that is. Absolutely. So when we are really making an opportunity for these children by giving them learning, a learning environment entails a hell of a lot of things. And it's not fashion, and it's not overdoing anything. These are the basic core things, the basic stuff for students to learn. And we're trying to do our best. You said so many times, Sister Cecile, and I really like it. We do not know the students you're helping who they will be later on. And it can be on the positive and it can be on the negative. Exactly. And we are able to give a pair of shoes maybe to the next prime minister, and I hope he will be a good one. We'll be able to give a pair of shoes to the next superstar. But more than anything else, these students who receive your gift, you all gift who make donation, would be able to pass this gift on, the point in their life when they're able to say, hey, somebody gave me a pair of shoes, so I'm going to expand the program that Give Back Jamaica is doing, because I remember when I didn't have a pair of shoes. Our program would have passed beyond success because it has reached sustainability. Somebody has picked up the banner, somebody has expanded this, and somebody has reached beyond the borders even that we are thinking of right now. As I say, one gift deserves another. You know, one gift deserves another.
Giving, yeah. And it is in giving that we receive.
Absolutely. And it's so much that we receive. That joy that we receive from the students' smile and laughter and gleefulness, that young child has, is priceless.
You know, Dr. Ev, you and I know that had we some amount of help from somebody like our group that we were growing up, we might have been, or we probably would have been in a different place from where we are presently.
Mm-hmm.
Because during the summer times back home then, you know, you had to plan scuffle just to get your school shoes, you know, or your school uniform or a good school bag. So you have to go hunt Akia Bush or hunt Sarah Plan Eastbury and go stand up on a roadside and hold it out and sell it in order to get some money to help your parents, to help you go back to school. So we are doing a good thing. And we should commend ourselves for this job that we're doing. And again, I must greet to our president, Opton, and all the other members of this Give Back Jamaica team. Thank you all. Auntie Judith, thank you. Auntie Martella, thanks. Uncle Gary, thank you. Terry, thank you. You know, thanks, Peter Gay, we thank you for all that you've done for this group. Sometimes, as Dr. Eva, you know, outlined a while ago, that the getting the donations, we have to pull off a drag teeth. We have to drag teeth. Sometimes when you ask people for donations, they are you like when Iron Will Dunkin' Jay passed gas station, because guess what? Them no need no gas, so them no need to look over no gas station, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a terrible situation, and he wants to overcome this. And a lot of groups like ours are falling by the way because of insufficient donation, you know, people's unwillingness to donate. And sometimes it's embarrassing when you ask for a donation, people are like, well, your organization name? Is it a genuine organization? Too much scammer they wrote. You get all kinds of comments. We are going to push on because we know, you know, I miss out on Auntie Mitchell. We know that we are doing something good because people look forward to this and know that we are stretching out our fingers or sticking our fingers into other primary schools, especially those primary schools who are in the countryside where you'll see more of these children walking barefooted. This is where we want to stuck our faces, push our hands, and help a child, because as I say, and I continue saying, the child you help today may be the prime minister tomorrow. Children are our future, and we want to raise a bright future. And in passing on our values in giving to a child, we are in fact creating a brilliant future. Dr. Ev, I just want to thank you. I don't know if you have anything else to say on this, but do you have anything else to say?
Well, we always, and for those folks who are just joining us, I mean, here we say Auntie Martella, or Auntie Judith, or Uncle Gary. It's because also these members have gone beyond even shoe and have been sponsoring children. So the sponsor in the African way, is that their auntie and uncle. So if you hear us use that a lot, it's an honorary title for giving to these wonderful, magnificent members who have decided to even go further. Than a parachute and sponsoring a child, the welfare of a child.
And Dr. Eve, it is a fact that these people are not rich. They are giving out of their nothing. They are giving out of nothing. People like Auntie Martella, you know, who sacrifices just to make a child. She has her grandkids too, but she knows what it is to give. She knows what poverty is, and as a result of that, she has made a sacrifice. And a lot of us, many, many more of us can do the same. At $25, that's just a lunch money, a one day lunch money, you know, for some people. Because when you go into a restaurant, you're not going to get a meal for less than $25. Hardly a good meal. So you can make the sacrifice. Just pass up on a lunch today, and sacrifice that $25. Believe me, it will make you feel good. It will make you feel good that you've done something for a child. But, you know, I have been privy to being in a classroom or being in classroom over the years. And I know what it is when I see kids hungry. These kids will steal. They will not do any work. They will fight just because they are in need. Something is missing. And if we can find that missing piece, put that missing piece into the crossword puzzle, trust me, we are looking forward to a better Jamaica. You see, Jamaica ragged, you know, with all this crime and this vicious crime. These young guys just coming out of school and they commit the most heinous crimes. We want to stop this right in its track. We want to put an end to all of this because people's social conditions do affect their outcomes in life. You know, people say, oh, me the poor and me the come out good. God bless you, but not so with everybody, because when, you know, I often look at the situation of poverty against somebody who have a little, with two dogs living next door to two homes next door, neighboring homes, you know, separated by a chain link fence. And you'll have this dog on one side getting kicked and the other dog on the other side getting all the love. When you look, the dog on the good side have a nice plate with the name on it and getting nice pebbles and all of that, nice dog food. And the other one over the other side getting fishbone and kicked. That is how I look at it. Pretty soon, you are going to stray. You're going to bust under that fence and get away. This is why we are trying to help, just to contain, you know, these young people, these little kids. Because if you get them when they're little, when they're young, when their minds are young, get them to think differently. Because by us contributing to them, it will change their frame of mind. Change your frame of mind. You know, when you're hungry, it's a hell of a thing, you know. And the belly full program that we also have. Because I can tell you about hungry belly. Me hungry at that school and hungry. Me not even here. Not where teachers say we're hungry. Me just pray for 3 o'clock come. For run, go home, go get 2 dumplings and a lick of butter. Because sometimes that is all we had. So to donate to this program, please go to our website, givebackjamaica.com, and there's a donate button. Touch it. $10, $5. Donate anything. Again, go to our website, givebackjamaica.com, and make your donation. Your donation will go a far, far way. Dr. Ev?
Yes, I am here. I'm listening to you.
Yes.
I definitely totally agree with you and totally endorse, and I hope that all of you listening, whether in the archives or live now, will go ahead and invite a friend and spread the good news, because we are going to be making waves in Jamaica with our Jamaica primary school mission here. Hit up every one of them, especially them up in the furthest part of the hilltops, and don't have too much valley.
Some of these, I mean, as I said before, some of them primary schools, then I never hear their name before.
Nothing
about them.
It's amazing.
Nothing about these primary schools at all. Apart from Mary, built by labor. Duncan, Ollie.
No.
Then I'm to primary. Oh my goodness. But Askanish. I don't know where that is.
That is in Trelawney, I think. I just found out where I did Google that. That's in Trelawney.
Okay. Tarrant Primary. Clancarty
Primary.
Halfway Tree Primary, Denby Primary, Duncan's All Age, Winward Road Primary, Almanton, Rosal Primary, Almanton, Highgate Primary, Arborview coming up big, Friendship Primary.
I'm surprised we don't have a lot of Friendship Primary.
Only five. Arborview Primary, big on the page. Trust me. Arborview in a role in the same way. We don't like when if it beat Crescent City up. Because we want to give them the the shoes.
Make our present.
Right. Yeah. So go ahead, Arborview, and call up your friends. I want to go ahead and put on a school palm blast. Because definitely,
those
50 pairs of shoes will be welcome. And the thing is, Dr. Ev, we're not just going to walk in their schools and just hand them the 50 pairs of shoes like that. We're going to make the children, them come and try them on and walk around in them and see if they squeeze. And if they're not squeezed, they take that shoe.
Absolutely. And make them know them foot size or them shoe size.
Tell these people that them are not fanky pairs of shoes, you know. The shoes them bad.
Boy, Miss Lou, that's glad for you to use that word.
The shoes them bad.
We hear Auntie Judith a laugh.
Auntie Judith.
Yes, ma'am.
I was.
I have to mute myself because in a while you hear me a laugh out.
I know you, because I know that they get excited. Them pretty words, they're Miss Lou, pretty words them. Let me talk about the pretty shoes and when they bring them to find them foot.
I don't think it's them sitting down there. No, and I think it's not the ugly shoes like that I used to wear. That ugly shoes when I have to cut off. I mean, the shoe come like it wouldn't done. I have to cut the strap cross waist. Cut it. And make it look like a burst. It burst off. And then we could wear it no more.
But that
but
was the
one.
That was the idea. The shoe. Your mom found a pair of
ugly. That wasn't a shoe. That wasn't a shoe. That was an ugly. That was an ugly thing. An ugly shoe. And I had to cut it off just because you know why we're no more. And because, I mean, it wasn't like the kids were jeering me so much, you know. But I can't imagine a high school. That you know, high school.
Mm-hmm.
High school. Mm-hmm. So me cut this thing and make it look like I bust off and me get an extra shoe. And that was a lot of people with because it wasn't easy. You know, normally when you get one pair of school shoes for the first, you know, for when school are open and you get one pair of shoes, it's expected to last you for the year.
Last year.
Mm-hmm.
Considering as a child, we used to walk back and forth to school. We never have to take no taxi and bus. We
no,
never
you
have
four taxi and bus. That's how
we had to walk from Brunswick Avenue, a place called Standpipe, and all the way to Crescent. And then you know what? Lunchtime, you walk it back again to go get lunch, and then you walk it back. By the time you get to school again, you're hungry. So all of that walking on that shoe, they mash up your shoes. So after a while, my mother learned that she need to get a shoemaker to make the shoes. So she used to make the shoes them in a little loaf. And you know, I seen some of the shoes that we're giving out, these little girl shoes, they look just like that.
Mm-hmm.
They tell us that, I know, very adorable. Yeah. Who's them? And a full shoes then we give these children. Then they're not full, you know. They are made by
Piano shoes.
And a piano. Please just go to our website or go to our page, our Facebook page, Give Back Jamaica Primary Schools, and you'll see the class of shoes that these children are receiving. Good something,
yes.
Them. Good something. Now, second hand, and sometimes, Dr. Ev, when people hear that we're donating shoes, they want to send us. No, don't send us any shoe. We don't want any second hand shoes. Please, don't ask us about sending us shoes. Just send us some money and let us buy the shoes.
Here's the reason why that. For some, I'm sorry, there. Here's the reason why that is important, too. A lot of times folks want to say, hey, I have a lot of shoes that I want to send you. But think about it. You package some shoe, you send it to us here in the States. Say you're in Florida and you, our barrier, say, probably is leaving from California. And for you to mail a pair of shoe or two from California, although it's a worn pair, to Florida, that's about $30 there already. For us to get by barrels, and pack barrels of shoe, the shipping cost is a lot of money.
It is.
To go through custom is a lot of money. To find transportation from custom wharf to get to the different school is a lot of money. So here's what we're doing, folks. We're killing two. I don't like the killing other people and bird, but
two
of them
are
better terms. What we're doing is also helping the local economy. Right now we have Sammy's that really have some beautiful pairs of shoes, and we have contracted with Sammy's to get these quality pair of shoes. When we buy these shoes in Jamaica, they take it to our location. We don't have the manpower in Jamaica for transporting and that kind of a thing. So instead, one pair of shoe, a worn pair of shoe, and in Jamaica, most folks who have a second pair of shoe or a pair of shoes to donate are most likely they're going to be sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
Jamaicans do not wear sneakers for the most to go to school. They wear proper shoe. So that's going to be difficult. We want students to have shoes to go to school, not recreational school, although that's okay too. But the cost that we would have incurred to ship these shoes, I mean, I think our dollar is better spent if we are able to get these shoes out of Jamaica. So, folks, don't get too offended if we say, well, we're not, it's not economical and for us to really collect slightly worn shoe or something like that. It's not that we have a problem with that. If you're going to Jamaica, and let me put it this way, if you're going to Jamaica and you have your sneakers and you have your many pairs of shoes that you'd like to donate in Jamaica, give us a call and we'll tell you where in Jamaica that you can drop those shoes. But for now, we are really, our program, we really want to build the students. We want to let them, most of them, a lot of students, they wear their brother, sister, cousin shoes. We want them to inject them with some kind of self-esteem. This is my shoe. This is my pair of shoes. I'm the first owner of that.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, that is so true. So no offense to people who are, you know, asking if they can sell some shoes. No, no offense, but the cost to send these shoes to Jamaica, these shoes to Jamaica is just not feasible. So we don't have that. And when it gets to Jamaica, to go to customs and clear that, and as Dr. Ev said, to get the manpower to take it to the different schools, we don't have that. So we're not looking at that right now. So we just ask that whatever donations you have, just send it to us. Send us a $25. Send us $25, $50, two pairs of shoes, $50, right? So just do that instead of, you know. And we, as Dr. Ev said, we don't use sneakers for schools in Jamaica, and I don't think probably like PE, and it has got to be an all white. So and these sneakers, yeah, not mainly not white sneakers. They just, you know, and them don't have Jamaica face it, you know. If you don't say Nike, they don't want it. Nike, them no want it. But seriously though, make your donations. Go to givebackjamaica.com and make your donation. Your donation is always welcome. All right? So with that being said, I'm Dr. Ev. Again, I must thank the group and for all we're doing. And when we started out, started out slow, but it's picking up, and we're going places, definitely going places, because we're not where we started. We're way out ahead from where we started, so we must be going places. You think?
Absolutely.
We must be going
places. Totally
we must be going places. I know Auntie Martella here. Auntie Martella?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, man, she's here live and in living color. Anything you have, sweetie?
No, me just listening. I still begging for you guys, you know, I still begging, but I mean, it on pause.
Okay. I mean, I understand the on pause thing because sometimes, honestly, the way they make you feel, but let us continue to do our part because we know that. Just imagine the smile. Man, I tell you, when I was a child, you know, man, when we get anything, you know. Remember one time this one from England, they come and give me one pair a platform shoes, but they're high. And a friend in days, let me start with high heels. The shoes is high. And my mother used to say, no, wear it, you broke your foot. And guess what? Every day me practice. And I've never worn that shoes out anywhere, but every evening and me come home from school, me have on the shoes, and it's a high heel shoes, but it's Is a what do you call it? The all in one. Can we call them again? No, it was
the platform.
Wedge. Yeah. Every evening I practice. And to today's date, I cannot, for the life of me, walk comfortably in a flat pair of shoes. I can't do it. I have to have some heel and heel. Because when me, me a top shelf, you know, when me a step in a church
yes,
and all them places, me a fear step high. Me must,
me must.
I'm not down there with the chickens. I'm up there with the eagles.
Amen.
I tell you, yes, man, so I can remember the excitement in the house, not just on me alone, just for the one shoes we're getting at the house. Ooh, I mean, it could have fit me and my sister, but it didn't come for me personally. So me control it and me dictate when who put it on, right? So I remember how I felt then, and I know the feeling. I know the feeling because I have been there. And Dr. Ev, you know my stories. You know my stories, and I know your stories. Because our Auntie Martella, we know your story too, because our stories, Auntie Judith did rich. Our stories our stories are so similar. And you know, sometimes when people say, I didn't know I was poor. No, man. Me know me did poor. Me know me did poor. Especially at Crescent, when you had all those teachers, kids, the nurse's daughter, and them I call her pitney, red pitney them, you know, and them have long hair. And yes, and teachers treated them differently because they were a different, I mean, pedigree. Mm-hmm. And as you know, when I became a teacher, you know, I totally banished her because I know what it felt to be rejected as a child. Because listen, I want you all to listen to me. A coconut oil, and when my mother done and shine my ear with the coconut oil and shine me down, face shine, hand shine, foot shine. If you ever go too near to Anseless and eat you up because your coconut oil up all over.
I remember
coconut
those
oil So, you know, teachers never take all kind to all me, you know, because me never have no lotion, me never have no perfume. And sometimes I look back and I say, because I've encountered children who smell funky when they come to school, and can't make them feel bad. And I know,
baking soda on their
I know their parents on their parents listening to right now who have taught their children, and they can never tell that one day I try to embarrass their children. No, me have one piece of soap in my cupboard. Me have washcloth in there. Basin. Me have, trust me, I cannot go to the bottle and tell them that they smell bad. Me try them. Them up on the teeth, clean them up, because I know how I felt as a child when you felt rejected by teachers. Rejected because you're not like the pedigrees. And even though you're bright like a pedigree, they are brighter than the pedigree, them, you know, they're not treated the same way. They're treated like a second class person. I remember in grade 4, at 9 years old, that then you could do common entrance. Across the board. As long as you could pass common entrance, you could master the work, you could take the common entrance exam. And I remember sitting in my classroom one day, and the teacher from the other class came over. She said, what were you sending for the exam for common entrance? And, you know, I heard it, and my ears perked up, and I take time, and I look out at the corner of my eyes, you know. And when she started pointing out, and the teacher said to her, so what happened to the little Lewis girl? She said, no, sir. And it's like my whole world turned upside down because I couldn't believe the names that she called who could not compete with me in the schoolwork and them, but because them father, teacher, them father, some lawyer, them father. I remember one girl, her mother was the public health nurse in the school. And there were other children whose parents were teachers at the same school, and their names got called to the common entrance, and my name not get called. So, trust me, when it's just like also my mother always say, when you have a sick in the hospital and the nurses and doctors don't see much visitors, they treat them with disdain. But once they see them get flooded with visitors, they treat them differently. That is how society looks at. If you not have no backative, you have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You have nothing. And we want to change all of this. We want to change this, Dr. F. We want to change our children see themselves not being cruel to each other, not fighting each other, not looking down on each other. Because I mean, I know what it is. One boy used to call me a market vendor when I go to school, you know, because I used to sell Akiota Road. I used to sell Akiota Road and a Spanish little market, and I sell my mother. The boy used to call me market vendor. And you know what? Market vendor passed our exam just the same time when he passed him exam too, right? But you know what? They could have only called me market vendor from a distance. Couldn't call me market vendor. Couldn't. And they know the reason. So, you know, when I look back and see where I'm coming from and the level of poverty I encountered as a child up until high school, because when in high school we never have no electric light, a lamp me still I use, and I had sexy to do, and I lamp me I use something there, lamp, so me have to make sure me use the daylight. So when me race home from school, any assignment, any homework me have to do, me have to try beat it off before night come. And you have to use the lamp. And I know plenty of people listening can attest to all of this that I'm saying, can attest to all of what I'm saying. But we don't have to make it be so for these children that we're trying to help right now. We don't have to make it be this hard. But, you know, overall, I enjoyed growing up poor. I enjoy it because it has taught me how to be thrifty. It has taught me how to, my mother has said, where to cut and carve.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make these children's lives, you know, more, you know, pleasant, a pleasant, more pleasant life for these children. Fitness tell us you're frowny, because you don't have enough land and your armpit. And when you go run up and over, play field and come back, and the teenage sweat, they start real up, a preteen sweat start real up. You don't have nothing to put on your armpit. You're funky. And teachers were not kind. They were not kind. They make you feel bad. They made you feel real bad. Real bad. Real bad. I will never make a child feel. Because, you know, 90% of the persons on my Facebook page are students, are persons who I've encountered in their childhood days. I teach them. Mm-hmm. And they can never say, if they get beaten from me, guess what? They get beaten for doing their schoolwork. Yeah, they get beaten for doing their schoolwork. So I encourage us all. Encourage us all. Those of you who might be listening now or those who are going to be listening in the archives, please make a child's story different from yours. You know, make a child's story, make a child's future brighter than yours. I am so pleased when I see students who miss, come and miss, me can't get bulla miss, or miss, me can't get a bag of bulla when they're going home, because some of them were so ashamed to eat bulla, the nutri bulla at school, so they bite when they go home.
And milk.
You know, right, and the milk. Them so ashamed to do it. And there, you know, there's a girl, and I admire this girl so much. She used to be at school, and I can't picture her now. You know, like they're walking, and she begging them a piece of sky, piece of sock, and then bite a piece of ice and gear and two cookie. You know, and Miss Rita chicken bar. You know, and you know, today I admire that girl. She could have fallen by the wayside, but guess what? I am so proud of many of the students who have taught. Many of them come out to something, because I used to talk to these students. No, it doesn't matter if you even come out on a drive garbage truck. Be a good garbage truck driver. Let the community say, you see that garbage truck driver? He is the best. Let when they end of the year come and you go to go pick up garbage, when you look on top of your garbage, the garbage can, you see one envelope with a thank card and probably $20, because it says something. It says something. This is what we want for these children in Jamaica. And I'm asking all of us, do our part. If we want to have peace, a peaceful life, if you want to continue sleeping with a door open, are you window not shut at night time? Help a child, because when people don't have it, you know, they will look for it. They will look for it. I was watching, I was reading the newspaper and see the Jamaica's most wanted man. If you see it, he just look like him a simpleton, but him a murderer. And I can imagine a country he come from, you know, country boy come from. Where I come from, country in come from. So you can know, say, in my name, cocoa, with coconut oil, or a little cocoa with ackee alone, two dumplings with just not even oil, not even shellfish. Just ackee alone, just boil the ackee and the dumpling together and just eat them. I sit like that, he must grow up on. And the boy turn out a wicked murderer. So, you know, I think I talk too much. But we're coming to the end of our program. And again, you know, join me again next week as we continue our Give Back Jamaica Primrose Project. As we talk about what we're doing, talk about our successes, where we are, and what we intend to do moving forward. So we intend to We need help. We need assistance. So I'm going to ask Dr. Ev to close us out. You have 4 minutes to close us out. So go ahead.
Oh, well, I'm going to share this with the other two team members as well. Reaching out to everybody who's listening in on archives, but all of you here just live or on the board, I want to invite you to join into the competition. I'm a competitive person, so this
all
really
right.
excites me. All of you will really want to pick up some steam.
Yes,
I
want them for you.
But I'm rooting for you guys. So go to Give Back Jamaica, the Facebook page. Hey guys, we want to run for membership to Give Back Jamaica, Give Back Jamaica Primary School Project. We're going to be doing something. And also, more than anything else, we need some volunteer. We really need volunteer. We need some of your expertise to come along with us for the ride. This is an awesome team. A lot of fun while we are really sharing the joy and giving hope and just changing lives. So join us by going to Give Back Jamaica page on the Facebook page, TRSRadio.com group page, Give Back Jamaica Primary School Project. And also the website itself, givebackjamaica.org or givebackjamaica.com. We need some bloggers. We need some marketing folks. We need some donation, too. So, hey, we can find 50 pair of shoes, and everybody who goes off to Harvard U or those of you who are with Crescent to decide, hey, we're going to sponsor some shoes for another school. This is where we really come in and we do our best and we be our best and our best Jamaican. For those of you who are in sport, my gosh, that pair of shoes, man, can bring the next, Usain Bolt fast and Shelly Ann Fraser fast. You're still a faster person. One little picture somewhere out of the country. Yes, and I know how you Jamaican can feel proud of. We're on a J-Pound chest. Make it happen, man. Just make it happen. Just join in before. Anything at all, a dollar, as you said, 50 cents, a dollar. A pair of shoes that we buy in Jamaica costs us $25. Just $25. Bring it right to the child. You don't have to go to the store. We bring it right to the child, fit the child, make sure the child has a fit of shoes. For those mothers who have 3 and 4 children to buy a pair of shoes, my Lord, then we put them on up in the year and say thank you, Jesus, before them thank you. that is just awesome. All those grannies who want to do their best for those children, and they have 2, 3 of them at home, and they have to be struggling. Think about you buying a pair of shoes, and when granny or grandpa see you, thank you. I mean, you don't want to more thank you for the rest of your life. You see, I'm saying this in joke, but it's the truth. So I want everybody, I mean, we're all Jamaicans, we understand at one point in time how it is not to have, except Sister Judy. She's one of our rich friends, so that's why we keep her close. come on over, have some fun with us. Tell you all the folks. Let us go to Jamaica, visit some of these schools, man, and just ride the wave of joy and passion that these young kids have. So, Sister Judith, I pass it on to you.
You want me to say? I did my part earlier.
Oh.
As Auntie Ed said, if we help one more child, maybe that child will be there faster than Usain. So, we have a next child out here who is faster than Usain. So, we got to help. Yes, sister. Just do the best we can.
The CRS Radio, Give Back Jamaica. Be a shoe angel to a child. Give until you can't give anymore. Thank you all for joining us today. And have a very good week. Thank you.